Part 2. Grammar. Just as a tennis player practices their serve to perfect their game, we must practice our language skills daily to ace the challenges of communication. The author. Tennis is not just a game. It's a dynamic dialogue between players that extends to the lessons learned both on and off the court. As we blend the excitement of tennis with the intricacies of language, we create a unique canvas for learning. In tennis, each stroke, from the groundstroke to the volley, depends on precision, timing, and strategic thinking. Similarly, mastering grammar involves attention to detail and the ability to adapt to different contexts. Just as players refine their techniques through repetitive practice and feedback, learners of English can enhance their skills through consistent exercises and real-world engagement. You will learn all the basics of grammar in a tennis setting, terms like adverbs, adjectives, conditionals, passives, so let play begin. Nouns. We will dive into concrete nouns, proper nouns, abstract nouns, collective nouns, possessive nouns, plural nouns, countable and uncountable nouns. Concrete nouns. Can I touch it? Is it real? Does it affect me in some way physically? Can I see the effects of it in my life? Let's play ball. Imagine the thrill of a tennis match. The crowd erupts as the players rally back and forth, each stroke not just a physical movement but also a symbol of strategy and precision. Much like in tennis, understanding English grammar involves mastering various components that serve as the foundation for effective communication. Just as in a game, where you need to know the rules and strategies, you will also need to familiarize yourself with the grammar rules and terminology that we will tackle together in this ebook. The importance of nouns. One of the first things we encounter in language, and on the tennis court, is nouns. Nouns are the names of people, places, things, or ideas. Just as every great tennis player has a strong foundation in their strokes, every English speaker must possess a good grip on nouns. In this chapter, we'll explore different types of nouns with the same level of focus we bring to mastering backhands and serves. Concrete nouns. Definition. Concrete nouns are tangible. They can be seen, touched, or physically interacted with. Tennis context. Think of the tennis ball, racket, and court. These are all concrete nouns. Now, ask yourself, can I touch it? Is it real? Does it affect me in some way physically? Can I see the effects of it in my life? In the case of our tennis example, the answer would undoubtedly lean towards a resounding yes. Proper nouns. Definition. Proper nouns are names used for an individual person, place, or organization. They always begin with a capital letter. Tennis context. When you mention Roger Federer or the Wimbledon championships, you are using proper nouns. Just as each player has a unique style on the court, every proper noun denotes a specific entity. Abstract nouns. Definition. Unlike concrete nouns, abstract nouns refer to ideas or concepts that cannot be touched or seen. Tennis context. Think of terms like victory, team spirit, or determination. These concepts speak to the motivations and feelings that drive players on the court. Collective nouns. Definition. These nouns refer to groups of people or things. Tennis context. Terms like team or crowd come into play here. Just as a coach might lead a team of players, understanding collective nouns helps you perceive language in groups or concepts. Possessive nouns. Definition. These nouns show ownership. tennis context. Examples include the player's racket or the tournament's trophy. Possessive nouns help us understand relationships, much like teamwork in doubles matches. Plural nouns. Definition. Plural nouns indicate more than one of something. Tennis context. Balls, players, and matches are all plural nouns that illustrate an increase in quantity, common in tournaments. Dot.